Hello, everyone. Welcome to our maintenance call for January, the first one of 2025. I am so excited for 2025. For those of you that have been following my journey, I am Coach Christy, and I've been with No BS for about 3 years. This is, I think I'm just right around my 3 year anniversary. And I have been building a new house for the last, it seems like an eternity. And I was supposed to be in my new house. Good morning, Christy. And I am not. So I'm ready for 2025 because hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I will be moving in and you'll see me at my new office for our February call. So if you are new to maintenance, welcome, welcome. If you are listening to this call and you're not in maintenance, welcome, welcome. But this is an open coaching call for members that have achieved maintenance. Even if you're slightly above your maintenance range, that's okay. If you've declared maintenance and you've been close to it, a lot of us are sitting up 1 or 2, maybe 3, 4 pounds above our maintenance range right now because of the holiday. And that's okay. But either way, everyone is welcome on this call. Let me tell you what we're going to be talking about today. I have kind of, I took notes. I made a little outline and I have sort of a an agenda for us to talk about today. So let me see what's going on in the chat. Just really quick, British Columbia. Good morning, Sylvia. I saw your post. I'm actually going to be talking about your post today. I think Sylvia posted in the maintenance Facebook group about she asked for some suggestions on what she could track on her habit tracker, and she got some really good ones. So that's amazing. Hi, Ellen. Good to see you. Lori, hi. Jessica, good morning from Quartzsite, Arizona. Oh, nice. Just got back into maintenance, says Jessica. Amazing. Looks like everyone already knows to have their chat set to everyone and not hosts and panelists. If you're set to hosts and panelists, the only person that's going to see what you type in the chat is me. And I'm going to do my best to take a peek at there, but it's very difficult to watch the chat while I am talking. If you do have a question and you don't necessarily want to get coached today, that's no problem. Just post it in the Q&A. And if I've got time today, I'll sweep through the Q&A and we'll talk about whatever you post in there. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about what how to do maintenance and the new year and goal setting that supports your life and not just the scale. So we're going to kind of do four things. We're going to talk about why maintenance is different and letting go of the more mindset. And we're going to talk about setting goals that support your life. And then we're going to talk about examples of what those goals might look like. I'm going to give you sort of three areas that you could consider setting goals in. And then we'll kind of wrap it up and we'll open up for just some coaching. So think about if you want coaching today, and you can go ahead and start raising hands now because I'm just going to talk for a few minutes and then we'll get to your questions and we'll get to 2025 and see if we can't move on together. So the first thing I want to talk about, and this is sort of obvious and I'm just going to state it, but you know, the beginning of the new year, it sort of, we all sort of feel this energy. I mean, if all you have to do is watch like TV and everybody's talking about goals and resolutions and things like that. And then that new year energy, it for a lot of us, it can make us feel like we have to do more, we have to achieve more, we have to lose more. But if you are in maintenance, then you know, our goal isn't to change everything and to keep pursuing weight loss. It's to keep doing the things that work. And I mean, let's be honest, if you're in your maintenance range, that's the real win. But because a lot of us have spent years and years and years trying to lose weight, we just sort of feel like we have to keep going. We have to keep going with our weight loss. And what I want to challenge us to consider is that perhaps your goal for 2025 is to let maintenance feel boring, to let it lie, to get accustomed to looking at the scale and saying to yourself, instead of comparing, oh, I'm up 0.2 from yesterday, Or I'm up 2 pounds, or I'm down 0.8 today. Instead of always just letting that be the meter stick of success, to start saying to ourselves, another day in my maintenance range. Most of us have a range. If you haven't taken the maintenance course, be sure and go back and listen to the lessons, or go and listen to the lessons on having a maintenance range versus one target number. We want to make sure, last month I reminded you guys that having a range is not so you can have days to be bad. It's having a range of numbers to be within to accommodate the normal fluctuations that happen with all of us and our bodies, just with normal life events. So that's kind of what we want to think about if you are in maintenance. Now, I realize that some of you right now, because I saw, I've already forgotten who posted. Somebody posted very recently in our group about, being 5 pounds above. I think it was Becky. I think Becky Wolf posted. She's listening to the replay because she said she couldn't be on live today. But I think Becky posted that, she really wanted to hear the call today because she's 5 pounds above her maintenance range. So I know a lot of us, coming into January might be above our maintenance range. And that's okay. So if you are, if that is you, if you're like, okay, I came to this call because I'm above my maintenance range and I'm freaking out, I still want you to listen to this call, and I still want you to think, okay, what are my goals that I know are habit focused that are going to get me back into my weight range? So that's gonna, it's still the same idea, right? It's still the same idea that we're going to set goals, but we're going to focus on our habits and not the number, right? This is something that we preach in No BS, right? There's an outcome goal that's the number on the scale. We set that and we forget it, like Ron Popeil, set it and forget it, right? We set our outcome goal and then we forget it. And then we shift our mindset to, what is my habit goal? What are my habit goals that I'm going to now track and focus on each day and engage with each day that are going to get me the outcome goal, right? Because just focusing on the outcome is not going to get you weight loss, and it's not going to get you back into your maintenance range. So if you are outside of your maintenance range, this is still a great call for you. If you're listening to this call and you're not even in maintenance and you still have, more than 10 pounds to go, this is a great call to listen to get some ideas of some things you can be thinking about now for when you do get to maintenance. So, yeah, the goal for 2025 is, how do I let maintenance become boring? How do I let it be just sort of create that calmness around being in maintenance that so many of us have been chasing for years and years? I just want to feel calm around food. I just want to feel calm around my weight, right? So that can be the goal, and that's okay to have that as a goal. So January doesn't necessarily have to be about starting over. It really can be about showing up for the life that you've worked so hard to create and allowing yourself to just sort of marinate in that success without always feeling like, I have to do more. I have to do more. So we don't need those extreme goals, right? Maintenance success is progress. So we just sort of need to redefine that more mentality and what success can actually look like. And I have kind of a story I want to share too. So let's move into why maintenance is different when it comes to goal setting, and why we need to let go of that more mindset. So when we lose weight, we get used to that progress. We get sort of, I don't want to say addicted, but frankly, I'm speaking for myself. I was sort of addicted for years in seeing that scale go down. Like a lot of you may feel the same. It's right. It's sort of like a little dopamine hit. It's a reassurance. It makes you feel good to see that what you're doing is working. And we can kind of get, really excited that seeing the scale go down feels so good. And we can kind of get addicted to that feeling. We get excited when our clothes start fitting differently. People compliment us, right? Oh, have you lost weight? Oh, you look so good. What are you doing? And that feels good, right? But then what happens when we get to maintenance? People stop complimenting us, right? I know Corinne said on a call a while back that, it was really kind of interesting to see that people now see her as her size And she's not really surrounded by the people that knew her at 250, right? And so everybody now doesn't realize the big journey that she's made, right? And that's an adjustment to stop getting compliments from people, right? And so we can, because of that, because we're not feeling, or we're not seeing the scale go down, and we're not seeing, oh, here's my jeans, still fit today, right? Because we're not seeing the change, we can then feel like I need to be doing something to get that same feeling back. So it's normal to feel like, even if you've been in maintenance for a while, that we need to still be losing more. So here's a story I want to say. So my sister is, she's visiting me right now. We're sort of doing our Christmas, after Christmas, we're doing it. And she and I were talking this morning, and I told her what I was going to be talking about. And she said, it's interesting because she's also, still trying to get back into some maintenance range. But I was telling her that I've been in this sort of new maintenance range. I was maintaining, and then I sort of dropped about 10 to 15 more pounds. And I've been in this new sort of number range. I have a 5 pound range. I've been here for, gosh, probably about maybe 5 months now. And I started not realizing that I was having that same sort of feeling, like, oh, I need to, every time I got on the scale, I was comparing it to where I was the day before. Even though it was still within my maintenance range, I was comparing it to where I was. I was doing the whole, oh my gosh, I'm up 0.6 from yesterday. And then I would just sort of start to be like, okay, I've got to lose weight today, right? And so what I started doing to help me shift into that maintenance mindset is I started writing in my journal. Because before, what I would do is when I'd start journaling after I weighed in, I would write down, the first thing I would write was my weight. And then I would write, that's point up, 0.8 up or 0.2 down or whatever. I would always write the number, and then I would compare like where it was. And then I would kind of write about how I felt about that, what I thought, did I overeat yesterday? I'd kind of go into that. And so I realized, once I started maintaining this where I was, I needed to stop doing that. Now, I would be lying if I said when I get on the scale, my brain doesn't automatically do it. Of course it does. My brain automatically sees the number and compares it to where I was yesterday. But what I started doing was in my journal, which is where we do our deliberate thinking. In my journal, I started writing the number, and then I would write another day in my maintenance range. I'm practicing this new mindset that no matter what the fluctuation is on the scale, I'm within my maintenance range. So even though my brain does the math and it knows where I am compared to yesterday, the day before, or wherever, I just am practicing this new deliberate mindset that it's just another day in maintenance. So how would that look for y'all? So like, let's just say you're at the top end of your maintenance range. You might be panicking, right? Maybe you're 1 pound outside of your maintenance range and you might be panicking. It would be great if you would start saying to yourself, I'm at the top end of my maintenance range. Not, oh my gosh, I need to get my shit together, right? It's okay to practice some deliberate thinking, because this is how we're going to shift from a, I need to keep going, I need to keep seeing that hit from the scale when it goes down, to I'm in maintenance, and maintenance looks like this. It's this number, but it's also this number. It's all the numbers in between. It's normal that your brain is not going to want to tell you that. Your brain is going to want to say, we're supposed to keep losing. We're supposed to keep seeing ourselves go down the scale. That's totally normal. I mean, shit, I think I've been trying to lose weight since I was 14, right? I've spent a lot of years, because I'm 51, I've spent a lot of years in weight loss mode. So in order to shift into the maintenance mindset, I'm going to have to give my brain some sentences to say, because it's not going to come up with them, right? I'm going to have to deliberately practice a maintenance mindset. So in maintenance, our goal shifts. It's no longer about progress on the scale. It's about progress in your habits, progress in your routines, progress in your life. Much like when was it Sylvia? I've already forgot her name. Sorry. I think it was Sylvia that posted, "What do I track now that I'm in maintenance?" And y'all gave some fantastic suggestions. If you're on Facebook, go check out her post. You know, several people commented about things that she could track, you know, besides the things that she has unlocked. So sort of some new ideas. And that's kind of what I'm talking about here. We need to reframe where our success is. We need to reframe what we're tracking because we're in maintenance with the scale. So now we need to reframe what our success looks like. We need to have a new meter stick for how we measure success besides the scale. Because if we don't give our brain something else, it's going to continue to use the scale, and then maintenance will never feel relaxing. It will never feel relaxing if the only thing we think about when we get on the scale is, where am I compared to where I was yesterday? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't pay attention to where you are, because we've talked a couple months ago about what does being at the top end of your range mean and how do we think about that. There's nothing wrong with using being at the top end of your range as a signal for you to then investigate the habits that you have let slip, or you know, maybe some things that are going on with your life, or maybe some things that are going on with you physically. Absolutely, you can use it as a trigger, but we want to have those other meter sticks of success to compare ourselves to besides just that number. And that's what I'm getting at. So if you are maintaining your weight loss, you are already succeeding. No matter where you are in your range, you are succeeding. The challenge is going to be to see maintenance as the achievement that it truly is, to allow yourself to let being anywhere in your maintenance range feel successful. Okay. Jean says, what a better way, non-judgmental way to record your weight in maintenance. Yes. Stealing that another day in the maintenance range. Yes, it has been really helpful for me, and I've only been doing it for a few months. Shasta, I've just been writing another day in maintenance because I realized every day I was writing, where am I compared to yesterday? And it was creating this sort of, oh gosh, I'm up. Even if it was 0.2, hell, even if it was 2.2. But the idea was I just wanted to give my brain some other way to look at being in my maintenance range. And I realized it wasn't going to come up with it on its own. I was going to have to give it a sentence. And I was going to have to practice that sentence. And for me, practicing new deliberate mindsets and thinking happens on paper. Okay, moving on. Let's talk a little bit about setting goals that support our life instead of chasing that number on the scale. So instead of focusing on just the scale, I want you to think about goals that support the lifestyle you want to maintain. I want to talk about setting goals that support the lifestyle you want to maintain. This kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about we have outcome goals, which is numbers, but we want to focus and set goals around the process goals, which are our habits that support our lifestyle. So here's a question you can ask yourself. And if you're listening to this and you can jot this question down, I highly recommend. If not, come back and listen to this call right at the 18-minute mark and answer this question in your journal. Ask yourself, what do I need to feel good in my body, confident in my habits, and balanced in my life? So this can, if you answer this question, you can think about it in terms of, I'm going to call it three different maybe types of goals, depending on what you feel like you need to work on. And I'll talk a little bit about how you know which one. But the first one is a behavior goal. So, if you're answering this question, do you need to focus on a behavior goal? Like, for example, these are about consistency things. Like, do I need to focus on planning my meals? Do I need to focus on making my plan again? Do I need to focus on checking in with waiting for hunger? Maybe if you were like me, there were a few times that I walked by the Christmas cookies and boom, one was in my mouth and I wasn't hungry at all. So maybe I need to focus on getting back to waiting for hunger. Maybe I need to focus on, putting my fork down again. I realized, you know, because I did a lot of social eating over the Christmas break, I just was kind of checking out again, and I was eating quickly, and because I was, had to get to wrapping the presents and all the things. Like, what do I need to get back to if I'm outside of my maintenance range? Or what do I want to focus on that's maybe a new behavior goal? Maybe you're caught up in the let's all exercise in 2025 craze, right? So maybe your behavior goal that you want to focus on is maybe a daily movement goal or something like that. So, when you think about that question, what do I need to feel good in my body, confident in my habits, and balanced in my life? Maybe it's a behavior that you need to either tap back into or you want to start something new for 2025. So, think about it in terms of that. The second goal that may be what you need, and this is what I'm working on in 2025, is a mindset goal. This is like an example would be what I was saying. Like, I want to. For 2025, I want to really shift into my maintenance mindset. I want to work on a mindset goal. So, this kind of goal would focus on your thoughts, not behaviors, not actions. This would focus on your thinking. For example, you might say, you know what? In 2025, I want to become baller at celebrating maintaining my weight as a feeling like a success with staying within that range. And not a stall. I'm going to say that again. I'll celebrate maintaining my weight and letting that be a success and not my brain thinking of it as a stall. Because that's what I noticed I was doing. Even though I was within my maintenance range, my brain still interpreted those numbers as I'm stalled out because I had spent so many years going down, 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 down. I didn't know how to be here. And that takes practice. It takes a mindset shift. So for 2025, for me, I do have one behavior goal that I'll share with you. But mostly what I'm working on is learning to be in that maintenance mindset. And that's a thought goal, that's a mindset goal. So, behavior goal, maybe you need some behavior goals, right, that support your life. But maybe you want a mindset goal. Maybe you want to shift into a maintenance mindset. I do have one behavior goal that I said I'd share. So I noticed toward the end of 2024, I was really pushing the get out of bed time. I was like, it kind of reminded me how I used to be in high school, where I'd be like, okay, just 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. Do y'all do that? 5 more minutes. And then I'd start like subtracting things that I was going to do so I could stay in bed for myself. It's like, oh, I don't need to wear makeup today. It's fine. That gives me 5 more minutes. So for 2025, I told myself, okay, we're setting a range of wake up between 5:30 and 6 every day. So 5:30 and 6. And Sylvia, I'm tracking it on my habit tracker. Did I get up between 5:30 and 6? Yes or no? So there's a behavior goal that I am incorporating for 2025. It just, and of course I have really strong whys attached to that. Why do I want to be doing this? And that's what I remind myself when, when my alarm goes off at 5:30, I remind myself, why am I doing this again? Oh yeah, right? Because that's a great motivator. But that's my behavior goal. But mostly I'm working on shifting into that ease of maintenance and letting my brain marinate in this range of numbers and let it see that as success. Okay, the third type of goal that you might want to consider you need is a lifestyle goal. So this goes beyond weight. So maybe it's improving your fitness. Maybe it's sleeping better. Maybe it's reducing stress. Maybe it's prioritizing, self-care. Maybe it's, I think I saw somebody post. Oh, maybe it was Sylvia again. I should have the Facebook page open, but because I don't have double monitors, I can only have one screen open at a time. But maybe it's, hey, I really want to start eating more vegetables, right? Things like that. So consider when you're asking yourself that question, which I'll remind you was, what do I need to feel good in my body, confident in my habits, and balanced in my life? If you want to feel good in your body, maybe there's some behavior things that you need to focus on, some behavior goals that you need to make. If you want to feel confident in your habits, then maybe you're going to be with me and working on that maintenance mindset and allowing yourself to be confident where you are within that range. And if you want to feel more balanced in your life, maybe you're going to set some lifestyle goals. So consider that when you answer those questions. So an example might be instead of saying, I need to lose 10 pounds. I mean, that's an outcome goal. You might say, you know what? I really just want to maintain my energy and strength by exercising 4 days a week. I really want to, I'll go back to the vegetable example. You know, I really want to feel better and have more energy, so I'm going to try to increase my fiber. I want to poop better. I swear. When I came back to, I took a couple weeks off over the break, but when I came back to my clients, my private clients last week, I kid you not, the first day that I started coaching when I was back was there was at least three clients that were like, I'm working on pooping. I need to get in more fiber. I need to do this. And I'm like, yeah, that happens to a lot of us. We end up eating a lot of different foods over the holidays and then we get all messed up. So, you know, I have a lot of clients that are like, I'm going to get in more vegetables, more salads, more fibers, stuff like that. Okay. So the kind of the key takeaway from the second part is goals that support your life can really help you maintain your weight without feeling like you're constantly changing more. So if we set life goals, then it will help us kind of ease into our maintenance range because now we have a different focus. Okay, so I'm just going to give you now some examples. Darlene, I hope I repeated the question enough, but let me say it one more time. I just see your question in the Q&A. A good question to ask yourself, what do I need to feel good in my body, confident in my habits, and balanced in my life? That's a good question. And then think about it in terms, when you answer that question, do I need a habit goal, like a behavior goal? Do I need a mindset goal? Do I need to work on my thinking? Or do I need some lifestyle goals to feel more balanced? So here are just some examples. I'm going to give you a few examples. I gave you the one that I'm working on, but I'll give you a different one for mindset if you need it. Example of a behavior goal might be, you know what? I'm going to plan three more balanced meals a day and make sure I practice eating only if I get my for sure hunger signal that I know. That could be a behavior goal. Maybe you've let your water slide. And so you're like, you know what? I need to get back into drinking my minimum 64 ounces a day. I've kind of let that one slide. Maybe you've taken a break from planning and you want to get back to writing down, you know, what you're going to be eating for the day. Or maybe you're not a planner and you're like, you know what? But I do write down what I ate after the fact and I want to get back to doing that so I can see some more data. An example of a mindset goal might be, you know, I'm gonna notice when I get an urge to diet harder, when I get that urge, I'm just gonna remind myself, no, maintenance is the real goal here. Maintenance is my goal, right? That's something that I'm working on. That's sort of a just a restatement of the goal that I have for myself, which is I'm gonna remind myself that I don't have to see the scale go down, that being in my maintenance range is the success. An example of a lifestyle goal might be, you know, I'm going to move my body in a way that I enjoy for at least 30 minutes, 4 times a week. No rules, just some movement. Okay, so let me stop before we get to the coaching, and let me just ask, does anybody have which one of those goals do you think? I just want to kind of get a sense. Which one of those goals do you think that most of y'all need to set? Are you a behavior? You think you need to set behavior goals? Do you think you need a mindset goal, or do you think are you thinking about a lifestyle goal? Post in the chat. Mindset, love that. Movement, behavior. Nikki says all, says Carrie. I love it, Carrie. Ruth says a mindset. Oh yeah, Ruth. I think you've been posting a little bit too. Good. Mind all, behavior, lifestyle. Okay, so it sounds like we've got a variety of goals. I love that. I love that. I really encourage y'all when we get off this call, you know, if you want to, if you're on Facebook and you're in our maintenance group, pop over there and think about what you want to do and let's support each other. You know, we can, I've talked about this before. We're a small enough group that we can be great for accountability in that Facebook group. I'm in there, you know, at least 5 days a week reading what y'all post and commenting. If you've noticed that I hadn't been in there, I was on vacation for like 12 days and I couldn't wait to get back to y'all, but it was a nice break. Behavior inconsistency, says Colleen. Yeah, amazing, amazing. Okay, let's get to some coaching. Let's get to some coaching. Let me see who has their hand raised. Let me get back over here. Suzanne, Illinois. I'm going to call you up. I hope you meant to have your hand raised because you're coming on up. I'm going to promote you to panelist. I used to live in Illinois. Fun fact. If y'all don't know, my husband was in the Air Force for a long, long time. He just retired a couple years ago. And so there's not a lot of states that I haven't lived in. So Illinois is one of them. Okay, I'm promoting you to panelist. And let's see, why is it taking forever? Deb says, damn it, I have to go, but I absolutely love you, Coach Christy. Oh, Thank you, Deb. I'm so glad it was helpful for you. And I'm sorry you have to go, but I hope you have a fabulous day. All right, I am trying to promote you, Suzanne. Promote to panelist. Do you mean to have your hand raised? Okay, let's see. Nobody else has their hand raised, so I'm guessing everybody feels great about their goals for 2025. Everybody is feeling confident about their lifestyle, and Shasta has her hand raised. All right, Suzanne, I'm not sure why you're not coming up, but let me try. Let me see if Shasta, if I can get you up. Maybe Suzanne didn't mean to have her hand has raised, and I see. All right, let's see. I think Suzanne didn't mean to have her hand raised. That's okay, it happens. Here comes Shasta. I love your hair. Oh my God. Hey girl, hey. I can't hear you though. Let's see. There you go
Neither
now.
can you. Now you're going to hear my Amazon delivery and my dogs. So let me go to my
I can so relate. I can so
office.
relate.
So I've decided on this call, Christy, that the reason why everyone's shy to raise hands is because your opening teaching, your opening thoughts is like always exactly what we need.
Oh.
That's why. That's why.
Well, you know
So.
what? I'm gonna take that thought because you know what my brain is saying. My brain's like, oh my God, nobody likes me. Of course, my brain is saying that, right? So I'm gonna borrow your thinking and I'm gonna just steal that and be like, you know
Meh.
what?
Yeah.
Everything we need. Amazing. Thank you for that.
I do. I do a similar job professionally. And when people are quiet, you're like, we always take it as like a personal, well, you know, what have we done wrong? But
Exactly.
my question is around being at the bottom of your range. So I am similar. I recently lost another 15, with getting my blood sugar in balance. And so I've been maintaining at this lower range since about July. And I also have a 5 pound range. And I'm finding that I'm more comfortable, or should I say less nervous about the number when I'm at the bottom of the range versus at the top. So like, and I don't know if it's because it's like, well, yeah, I'm in a range and I know I can lose it, but I get to the bottom and I'm like, oh, like how do I stay here? Or like I feel this weird pressure to stay there. Or, and I don't know if you experienced this when you lowered your range of like, should I push it and try to go back into weight loss mode? Like it's just this weird tension that I'm fighting. And so when I think about the mindset goal for next year or this year, I guess we're in, I'm like, how do I really embrace being in maintenance in that mindset? And like, so your idea of another day of maintenance, like another day, another dollar, right? But like, did you experience any of that? Like, how did you deal with Steve?
Oh, yeah, I know, right? He has always got a lot to say. I don't know if his mindset is ever going to change, if he's ever going to look at those numbers on the scale and be like, whatever, that's so boring. No, he's always going to have something to say. Yeah. So, I mean, for me, I mean, you know, this is why I started writing Another Day in Maintenance because I wanted to have a counter thought to comparing where I was. Because here's what I noticed. When I was in that, when I would, I'm not kidding y'all, I should post my journal entries. The first thing I write is, you know, whatever it was, you know, 152.6, I would write. And then I'd write like up 0.6 from yesterday. That's the first sentence of all of my journal entries, right? It was always like, what is the number? How does that compare? What is the number? How does that compare? You know, and then I would write about how I felt about that, whatever. And so what I realized that was doing for me is that was just perpetuating this, I've got to keep going, I've got to do more mindset.
Yes,
And that was what was creating my pressure. Right? Because then it was like, it was either pressure to keep going or it was pressure because either way I had thoughts. Right? If the scale was down, I had thoughts that were not helpful. If the scale was up, I had thoughts that were not helpful. I couldn't win for losing. My brain always found the negative no matter. Right? And so what I realized was, I've got to show it. I've got to show Steve a way that we're going to think about this. If y'all don't know, Steve is my habit brain. And it's very helpful for me to name my habit brain. And if y'all haven't done it, I promise try it because it just helps separate yourself from that thinking. It makes it like somebody else is thinking this, it's not actually me. Just make me like you have more of an option to choose something different.
Yeah, like what else could be true?
What else could be true? Steve said this. Steve said this morning when we weighed in at 153, which I did. And yesterday I was 151.8. So of course my brain is, Steve was like doing the math. Oh my gosh, what did we eat yesterday?
Yeah,
What happened? How do we,
exactly.
what do we need to eat salads today?
It
Like
was
what is
that
happening?
string cheese. It was a string
It
cheese
was the string
that
cheese, right? It was the
did
brownie that I ate last night that I had no business eating because I was full, right?
Oh.
But yeah, absolutely. So then it was like, okay, I need to give my brain something else to think. Okay, so for you, let's talk about you. So you said, I'm at this lower range. Tell me what your Steve says about being in that low. Just give me one sentence. I'm sure he has a whole like paragraph, but what is one sentence that your Steve says when you see that lower, that you're in your lower part of your range?
I can't maintain this,
I can't maintain this.
which is a lie. I have months of data that says I can. In fact, I spend more time at the lower end of my range than at the upper end of my range. So it's like, do I just need to talk back to that thought or?
What do you, what would you say? If you, if, okay, let's pretend I'm your Steve. You weighed in today, you're still at that lower end. And I say, you know, Shasta, I'm really like, we can't maintain this. Like, I'm concerned. Now, coach me.
My coaching is probably so not coaching, where it's just like, go back and look at your data. Your data says you can. Like, I'm like a prove it to myself person.
How is that not coaching? That's
Is that
amazing.
not coaching?
That's amazing,
Like it's like
right?
neutralized with data, which is why it's so weird, because when I was losing, when I started weighing daily, that actually helped me neutralize the scale. I travel a ton, and like so it helped me see like the fluctuations over the month, and actually helped my relationship with the scale, the daily weighing. But now that I'm in this like smaller range, and I mean not smaller numbers wise, but like lower on the scale, and it's where I want to stay. I do like, I feel like I'm doing like the song and dance again of like almost how I was when I first started losing. And I didn't expect that to happen, you know?
Well, sure, we don't.
So.
The people that are listening on this call that aren't in maintenance, I hope they're listening to this, right? Because we have this idea of what it's going to feel like when we get to our goal.
Totally.
And for so, I mean, listen, for some people, I'm sure there is. I'm sure it's exactly all the things you dreamed of. It was not that my, that was not my experience, right? It was just a new, fresh set of panic for me, you know? And that's so normal. Like, you know, for those of us that have been in No BS a long time, we used to teach this concept called the four N's, right? And one of the first things that we can do with a lot of our Steve thinking is normalize it. How does it make sense that Steve is saying you're not going to be able to maintain this lower number? How does it make sense that he thinks that? Well, because Steve relies on our past. He doesn't have the ability to think forward. He doesn't. He doesn't. The new habits that you're doing to be where you are now, like you said, you were adjusting the way you were eating to balance your blood sugar. Well, he's not used to you eating like that. He doesn't see that as how you got to where you are. So he's looking at the past and the way you've showed up, and he says, when he sees the number on the scale and you have a desire to stay there, he's going to answer whether or not that's possible. And his answer is going to be based on what you've done in the past. And if you don't have enough of that history to become your new normal, he's going to assume you can't do it, right? And so your answer, which is brilliant, to go to your data and say, thanks for your concern, Steve. I get where you're coming from. Appreciate
That.
ya,
I love that.
right? But let me tell you, because listen, we're not just focused on maintaining the number, because your answer to him is going not going to be, the reason I'm going to be able to maintain this number, Steve, is because I've done it for 3 months. It's the reason I'm going to maintain this number is because these are the habits that got me there that I'm absolutely committed to maintaining.
Yeah, and actually like them.
You
I
do?
really do like
Holy
them,
crap.
and I feel so much better. So it's yeah, it's isn't it wild how our brains, you know, wild how our brains work. Like
And
that
that's the
habit
thing.
brain is just, I'm naming it. That's my, I don't remember if that, what would that be? Is that a mindset goal? I'm going or behavior goal. I'm naming it this year.
Yeah. Name it. Come up with something great. My clients have some really funny names. Some of them I probably shouldn't say on this call. But I don't, and honestly, I have no idea where Steve came in. I don't know anybody named Steve. Well, I'm sure
That's
I do.
hilarious.
I mean, I like Steve. It's not a terrible name. And I really did. I used to just think he was a total asshole, but now I realize he actually has always been just trying to protect me in the best way that he knew how. You know, our Steve, our habit brains, are a manifestation of our childhood and the way we coped in our childhood. And without getting super deep and all that stuff, that's where it comes from. So all this stuff about worrying about the scale, it's really just from fear. He wants me to feel good, and he thinks the way I feel good is to see a number on the scale go down because I spent years doing that, right?
Wow, and when you said that, this like my chest got tight because it made me think about when I was a kid, the way that you were loved, the way you got love was achieving. And so if I'm not, I'm a high achiever, I'm a high performer still as an adult, right? We're just, it's like the nature and nurture thing. But like I told my friend the other day, even saying the word content feels dangerous to me.
Feels icky
It
because you're
doesn't feel
confusing
good
it
to
with
me.
complacent.
Yes. And so, yeah, that's my work. That's my
Yeah,
work, I
that's so you're a
think, for
mindset
this
girl.
year. Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. Because
So how
it's,
will you do that? So you're going to name your habit. Let's give you your little homework. So you're going to name your habit brain. I
yeah,
love
name,
it.
I'm gonna name, I have a brain.
Name him.
I'm going to write, I love, like in the old planner, it was like the positive thought I'm gonna practice this week. I still do that. So my positive thought for a while is going to be, I'm a success in maintenance and this is just another day in that, and like live in that. And this is so embarrassing to say. I don't know if any of y'all on the call can relate, but like I still use the weight loss planner. I don't use the maintenance planner,
Oh
and
my.
I'm going to. That's going to be my next thing, because it's like, because I'll tell you why. The maintenance planner is so beautiful, and it's all like feelings, like thoughts and feelings, right? Like my maintenance habits and compliments and my mindset and like, that sort of thing, which has always felt so like, yeah, but like I want to get into like the tactical stuff. I've done that work. And I like my habits, and I can do my habits. They're just part of my life now. And so my work in embracing the maintenance mindset goes into those other things, I think, all the
I
softy
agree.
stuff,
No,
which is what I
I
need.
agree. Yeah, I agree. And if you haven't reviewed the lesson in the maintenance course, I can't remember which one it is, but it's like what's different in maintenance or what's different about maintenance or something like that. She talks about it in the maintenance planner, very similar to what I presented today, but it could be just good at reinforcement. And here's the other thing, Shasta. I mean, use the maintenance planner, right? But if you don't like it for some reason, you like the weight loss planner, you can always fold in that mindset work in your journal. You know, like one thing you can do is I don't know which version of the weight loss. If y'all haven't seen the new one, it's really great for especially for those of you that are outside of your range and you're shifting to weight loss mode until you get back in your range. The new planner is really good because it's super simple, super streamlined.
That's the one I started this month.
Perfect. Yeah. So it's, I mean, it's really good for that, but you could fold in, you know, those maintenance questions in your journal,
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
a
or
good
just
idea.
what I would do if that's a route you want to go. I mean, I highly recommend trying the maintenance planner, but you know, I love the idea of curiosity. Don't lock yourself. Like now I have to use it just to see if I like it. But you know, one of the things that you can do, that's very simple is because it sounds like your brain, if one of the thoughts that you're going to work on shifting is, I can't maintain this weight. One of the things that you can do is at the end of each day, when you do your assessment, write down three or four or five things that you did that kept you in maintenance. Show your brain those habits
That's
that
good.
you are doing on a regular basis. You know, oh, how did I stay in maintenance today? Or what habit did I do today that is a maintainable habit for me? Oh my gosh, I totally got my water in and prioritized it, even though it was hard. Or, you know, I had an urge to eat a cookie and I took a bite and I was like, what the hell am I doing? And I put it down, right? Like showing yourself those kinds of things.
Yeah, I was actually doing some cleaning up in my office and throwing away like old papers and folders and whatever. And I found my old printed, like this thick binder version of the journals when I first joined OBS, because that's how I would do it. And I had a stack of successful urge worksheets this thick. I mean, a stack. And I started going through those as I was cleaning things out. And I thought, I've gotten away from doing that. Like, I've gotten away from that. Like, look, here's the evidence. Look, here's the proof that you can do it. And it was also really affirming because to have those, because it was like, I don't even struggle with that one anymore. That one doesn't come up anymore. Like, I don't even care about that food anymore, you know, or that situation, I wouldn't respond that way. So I don't know.
That's
It's
amazing.
like,
So bring those
it's,
back out. Do a couple,
I,
maybe make it your
yeah.
goal to do at least, you know, one or two a week just to show
Yeah.
your brain that you are successful at things and this is how you're going to stay there. Because it's normal that Steve is just a little bit doubtful right now. It's okay. You're still creating that new history. And I mean, you know, one of my clients ask me all the time, like, how long is this going to take? And I'm like, I don't know. Right. Like,
Yeah.
for me, writing this another day in maintenance, I'm probably going to have to do that for like years because I spent years addicted to the scale going down.
Exactly. We
So,
did the
yeah,
other for
I'm like,
how
what the hell?
long?
I did it three times. Why am I not fixed? Right. I mean, it doesn't work like that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, listen,
Awesome.
you're so good in the Facebook group. So pop in and let us know. Number one, we will all be curious to know what you name your habit brain.
Okay.
Right. Let us know if you come up with a good one. And then yeah, let us know when you have a successful urges. And then I cannot wait to talk to you like maybe like February or so. And like let I, you know, and if you're an exerciser, you know how you'll like do a benchmark like today I can bicep curl 10, you know, and then
Oh,
I
that's
want
me,
to see if I
totally.
meet with you in a couple months, I want to see like how do you feel about your maintenance range? Like, are you more comfortable? Like on a scale of
Yeah.
1 to 4, how do you feel now? And then let's check it again, like in March and say, now how do you feel? How
Yeah.
confident are you about your maintenance range?
That'd be awesome. I
Yeah.
appreciate it. Thank you
Thanks for
so
raving my name.
much.
Have a good
Talk to you
one.
soon.
Take
Bye.
care. Bye. Okay, let's see. I'm gonna move her down. I'm getting faster at this, y'all. Faster, faster. Change role to attendee. Okay, got a couple more hands raised. Let's see. Who else wants to raise your hand? Okay, let's say Nikki Rose. I'm gonna pull you up, promote to panelist. What are y'all talking about? Did I ever live in Washington State? Says Carolyn. No, I've never lived in Washington State. In fact, I've never actually lived anywhere in the Northwest. Southwest, yes, Arizona and Las Vegas, but never in the Northwest. But I have been to Washington State. It's beautiful. Well, hello. How are you?
Are you okay? So did it work? Do you
It worked.
have
I
me?
can see you and I can hear you,
Hear
girl.
you.
You are live with those cute red glasses.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, so I want to say, first of all, I've been in Nobius so long that I can't even, like, it was P and P and all of the things. So I think that I'm full of, I've never been coached, by the way. So, hey. I think I'm full of crap. Anytime I've wanted to do an ask coach or anything like that, I'm like, well, you know what they're going to say? Get it together. You know what to do. Shut up. You're taking up our time. That kind of stuff. So,
Dang, you think we're mean like that?
I'm on. Okay. Anyway. Yes, I am. I'm the meanest person I know. Ask the husband that just infiltrated the meeting. Okay. So I think that I'm full of crap because I have, ever since I joined No BS, wanted to become the type of person who does resistance training with weights 2 days a week. I have written about it. I've journaled about it. I went to DSB and I was like, dear future self, I'm so proud of you for working out 2 days a week. I did all of the things that we are learning in all of the classes and I'm not doing it. And my excuse is I work 3 days a week, 12-hour shifts. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So Mondays and Fridays, I'm not in the salon for 12 hours, but I teach a class at the activity center. I teach a stretch and go or yoga class to the senior citizens 2 days a week. So I'm already working out those 2 days a week. I cannot, every excuse has been, I cannot wrap my brain around working out on one of my 12-hour days. And then Sunday's a day of rest and we don't work out on Sundays. So Saturday's it, but there's a million things to do on Saturday. So I'm not doing it on Saturday. So I told my accountability partner, I'm going to, because I have more hours in my day on Mondays and Fridays, I'm just going to say, it's okay if I work out, do my stretch and go class, but then also I do weights Mondays and Fridays because that felt good in my brain. Like it felt doable. It felt like a very small level up.
Okay.
And yesterday happened. It was the first Friday of the year. Okay. And I did not do it.
Okay.
Because time got away. You know, there's an excuse, of course, and I'm going to believe it because it's true. But so I did it today, okay. Which is not my day. So boo, fail. Today is a bad day because it's not Friday when you said you would do it. You're not doing what you say you're going to do.
Okay. So that's what, okay. What's your habit brain's name? Does he have a name?
No, but now I want one because y'all have them.
Go, well, get one, girl. Let's get one. Let's just call him, I don't know.
It could be Carl.
Carl, like, oh, Carl, Carl's my cow. When I get into my house, y'all are going to see, I'll have Carl back. I have Carl, the cow that sits behind me. All right, so let's call your habit brain Carl. So Carl said, not Nikki, because she's so sweet. I can already tell. She's really sweet. Listen, I'm not going to listen to you because you're nice. I know it. Carl said, you were supposed to work out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And you did it today, but you know, so what? That wasn't good enough. You said you were going to do it yesterday. You're a liar. You don't get to feel good about yourself because you didn't do it when you're saying. That's what Carl said. What
yes.
Does Nikki say?
Well, you allowed yourself to not get up with an alarm yesterday and you slept in some, which obviously your body needed. And that got away. That's how your time got away from you.
Okay. So Nikki says, actually, we made a really good trade yesterday. We slept in, right? Sounds good, right? We slept in. We must have needed some rest. And damn if you didn't get up and do it today, even on a weird day. Like, you're kind of badass that you just sort of figured out how to make this work anyway. Dang. Go on, girl.
Okay, I like that way better.
Right. Right? So this is just about the way you're talking to yourself, Nikki.
Okay.
Now, I understand why you're talking to yourself like that. Because most of us think that talking to ourselves in that manner is going to motivate change. If I just yell at you, if I just tell you to get your shit together, if I just point out the obvious, then you're going to be like, oh, yes, why, yes, I don't know why I'm not doing that, right? But unfortunately, if talking to yourself in that manner worked, then I would just yell at you all the time. And I would just say, what the hell is wrong with you? I would answer, ask coaches questions like, well, bitch, how long you been in OBS? Don't you know what to do? Like, delete? Why are you even writing in? What a waste of my time. If that were, can you imagine if we did that, if we answered questions like that in coach? Do you think that the person would then be like, she's right. I'm just going to go get my workout in today. It doesn't work. But we think it does. We think it does.
I call Carl an angry drill sergeant.
He is. And he thinks he is. This is how he's going to get results. And now I'm just not going to lie. Sometimes probably does. I mean, every now and then we do get pissed off at ourselves and we use that anger and bitchiness as motivation sometimes. But in my experience, it's not maintainable because no one likes to be yelled at. Do you have kids?
I have grown children. We are empty nesters. We have dogs.
Love it. So I want you to think about your kids when they were younger, right? Did they do sports?
Oh, Lord. Yes. Yeah. All of them. Everyone.
Okay. So did they ever have a coach that was like a yeller, like, you know, mean, like, okay, you were the coach?
Well, I mean, I coached from the sidelines and I did an excellent job.
Excellent job. Okay. Now, I want you to think about if they had a coach, not their mom, but if they had a coach that was mean, I want you to think about how motivated and excited were they to go to practice when they had a coach? Did they go to practice because of fear or did they go to practice because they loved it and they just loved to be yelled at and they just kept wanting to just do it? No. Mm-hmm. Yet we talk to ourselves in the same way. We try to motivate ourselves into resistance workout by yelling at ourselves. Well, how often are you going to keep showing up for that shit? You're not. If you could accept that you figuring out a way to get in your resistance training on a day that wasn't your planned day as nothing less than amazing, you're going to be way more likely to show up next time.
Yeah, that feels good. Like when you said it like that, I'm like, oh, that would have been sweet to say to me.
Yeah. This is all about how you're talking to yourself, right? This is not a behavior. Now, listen, we want to make sure that your goal is realistic. Like, you know how I was talking about behavior goal, mindset goal, lifestyle goal? Mm-hmm. You do sort of have a behavior goal that you're trying to work on. But behavior goals are really challenging if you don't have a good mindset around them. Right? If you don't have a good way to talk to yourself about how you're making progress and what you're doing, if you don't have that going, then the behavior goal gets really hard. That's why a lot of us quit. Usually because number one, we have an unrealistic behavior goal. Like, I haven't worked out my whole life and all of a sudden now I'm going to go run for an hour on the treadmill. I mean, that's dramatic, but sometimes we do that, right? But also the other thing is if maybe we do have a realistic behavior goal, but we talk to ourselves like shit about it. When we miss a day, we make it a big freaking deal and we beat ourselves up in an effort to hopefully not miss the next day. But then we don't feel good about ourselves. And so we don't want to show up when we don't feel good about ourselves.
One of the things that I say to my accountability partner is I don't really want to work out like that. I like doing fun workouts. That one is not fun to me. That's the one that the doctor says after menopause you need to do so you won't go into osteoporosis and bone loss. Like, I don't want to do resistance training. I it's not fun. I don't like it. But I want to. And like one of the Karenisms is, you know, sometimes we just have to tell that inner child, listen, I know that you don't want to do this. I'm sorry. This is what we're going to do. And if you're going to be mad about it, you're going to do it anyway. And you can be mad while you do it. It's fine, but you're going to do it.
Yeah.
And I want to do resistance training.
Yeah. And you may, and that may happen at some point down the road. I mean, if you, well, number one is I would make sure that what, okay. So I'm gonna put on my personal trainer hat right now.
Okay.
I would make sure that what you're doing is enjoyable for you as much as possible. So in other words, I would never take a client who is new to resistance training and throw them in a CrossFit class or something like that, right? Like, I wouldn't do that, right? Like, we would want to make sure that it's doable, it's manageable, that it is the exercises you like. Really question what you think you should be doing right now. Like, I know your doctor gave you a recommendation, hey, resistance training for osteoporosis. And for all of us on this call, if you are, you know, a woman of a certain age like me and Nikki, right? Strength training is where it's at. I mean, for reals, personal training hat is now off. Now I'm just talking to you as a coach. We want to make sure that now you are describing that in a way, because the way you just talked to yourself for a moment there was way different than drill sergeant. Because yes. What you said first was, listen, I know you don't really want to do this. It's not necessarily your favorite thing to do. But I just want to remind you that future you is going to be really grateful that you did. I mean, I just want to ask you, like, after you did it today, how did you feel?
I like in my brain, I have like my little checklist and my pink highlighter, and it got a little check mark in pink in the air. And then I was like, on to the next thing. It wasn't even a big deal. It's just like, okay, that got handled. Let's fold shop towels, you know?
So give me the F. The feeling was accomplished. The feeling was proud.
The feeling was I did what I said I was going to do.
Mm-hmm. And but that's now, a thought. And then that feels what?
Carl when you say says, that. About time.
Well, he's always going to have something snarky to say. He's the dude in the back. He's like, you know, you remember the Muppets, the two old guys that used to sit up
there? Oh, golly, yes.
Yes, that is where all our habit brains are, up there in that balcony. They always got shit to say, right? Okay. There's always there, and that's normal. That's fine, right? He is just a judgy jerk sometimes, and that's fine, right? It's fine. That voice is probably never going to go away. Just like how I am always going to step on the scale and probably compare it to where I was yesterday. It's not a problem that I do that. It's a problem when I let that be the defining thought. It's not a problem that your Carl said, well, it's about time. You can say whatever.
Right.
Right.
And the other part of it is as I start to do resistance training, what does that mean for my maintenance range? Because I'm in it and I've been in it and I like being in it. And oh my word, what if I gain weight because I'm adding weight training?
Look at Carl just doing a brilliant job trying to point out the problems with all of this stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right? You know, mm-hmm. He already doesn't want to do it. So when a kid doesn't want to do something, what do? They tell you all the reasons you shouldn't do it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what they do, right? When you say, yes. Hey, go clean your room. They're like, but I really need to be doing my math homework. And, you know, I hurt my foot. And also I don't have time because I'm supposed to go. I mean, of course, that's what Carl's doing. He is pointing out the problems to try to get his way. Now, it's a legit question, right? Because society has said and taught us, well, you know, it's normal to gain weight if you lift weights. Okay. And I'm not here to tell you, you will or you won't. What I'm saying is, why don't we just use curiosity to bridge the gap between I will and I won't? And that is, we say to ourselves, well, let's just see. Let's just see. Could I gain weight? Maybe. Could I not gain weight? Maybe. I mean, we'll just see, right? Everybody is different. Sometimes when we put our body through some change, you might see an uptick on the scale for a little bit, but most people, it comes right back down. Because as you learn to replace, as you replace fat with muscle, your body is actually going to become more efficient, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen? But when Carl says, well, you know, we've been in maintenance and now we're going to be in trouble. We might see an uptick on the scale. You can say, well, you know what? We'll cross that bridge. I'll get back. Christy comes every month. I'll raise my hand on the next one. And I'll say, Christy, I have gained weight because I've been resistance training. Right. And then I'll say, okay, what are we going to do about that? Right. And we'll talk about that when we get there, but he's always going to point out the problems and he's always going to want to talk to you in that negative mindset. Your challenge is going to be a little bit like Shasta's, because Shasta was talking about naming her habit brain too, you know, about, because her habit brain, her Steve, was worried about staying in that lower range. She's just got to talk back to him. Same with you. But yours is a little bit more tweaked, because when you talk back to your Carl, you want to talk in that voice that you were saying earlier, which is, hey, I get it, right? We want to practice talking to Carl like he was a best friend or one of our, well, maybe not one of your children, because you already said you talked to him from the sidelines. Okay. That's what I would love for you to do. Focus on your self-talk. It's much easier to do in your journal. Right? It, you know, it's hard to do it in our brain because it gets a little muddy, but I would get in my journal and every day I would say things like, I'm proud of you for this. If you, and most importantly, if you didn't show up on one of the days, that's when I most want you to talk to yourself in the way that you did today.
Okay.
So if you miss on Monday, I want you to practice talking to yourself in a way that you would talk to that inner child like you did earlier, because that was beautiful.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. It wasn't that bad, was it?
No.
I know. It's kind of fun, right?
It kind of is. I'm glad I can't see everybody else, because then I would think that I would have been all weird about, I don't know.
Who knows? Your Carl would have had a lot to say about, you know, all that stuff too. He's just really loud right now.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my friend. Good to see you. I can't wait to see you again. All right. Let me promote her back down. What time is it? Oh, we are 2 minutes over. Okay. I know that there were a couple of other hands raised. I'm sorry, Carrie, if you have something burning, post in the Facebook group what your question is, and I will answer you in Facebook. You can tag me even. I am Christy Davis, K-R-I-S-T-I Davis. You can tag me and I'll be sure to answer your question. Thank y'all so much for being here on our first coaching call for maintenance in 2025. Check the calendar when it comes out more toward the end of the month. See when our February call is. I'm going to post a survey in our maintenance group in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to list some topics for y'all to choose from that you might want coaching on for February, because I like to make sure that I am answering questions and coaching y'all on what you want to talk about. It was really, really great to be here with y'all. Have a fantastic Saturday. See ya.